Hello, my name is Jane Zwicky. I would like to boast in our Lord. I went to church ever since I could remember. Our church was a Korean Presbyterian church. I was what the Koreans would call a multashinan. It means born a Christian. I was born into a church attending family, so after a time it was just assumed by everyone that I was a believer. My parents baptized me as an infant. I was raised with all the Bible stories and participated in children's skits, but any hint of the gospel that was taught was usually obscured by the teachings of blessings for the saved. So I left for college with a belief in a God that I invented to be abundantly merciful and without any judgment, who required nothing of me. College was a time filled with fleshly and sinful behaviors. The lack of parental oversight, the amount of free time, the easy access to liquor, drugs, and attention from boys all gave way to sin that continued to descend into further darkness. When my conscience would strike at my heart and threaten guilt or shame, my false God and I were able to excuse and rationalize any actions. At some point in the second semester of my sophomore year, I could no longer reconcile my worldly behavior with my invented image of God. Even by my own standards, I could not consider myself a good person. Could God really forgive all my sins if I had nothing good to even show or bargain with? It struck fear in my heart. So I attempted to remedy my position. This time I created a false religion that, under the guise of Christianity, good works would help me draw the favor of the Lord. I joined a campus ministry and even went on 2 short-term missions. But these actions were simply a way to quell my disturbed and guilty mind while I desperately clung to the things of the world, such as idolizing money, consumption of worldly entertainment, and even an ungodly relationship I had flippantly entered. After graduation, my parents opened a restaurant and asked me to look after my sisters, both of whom were still in school and unable to drive. I took on this task incredibly unhappily. The relationship I had with a worldly man began to sear my conscience the more consistently I attended weekly church services and sat under the preaching of a master's seminary grad that my childhood Presbyterian church had mistakenly and accidentally hired. In the relationship, in my relationship, when I was asked to share what it is I exactly believed in, I realized I could not even coherently explain. I didn't know what I believed. It dawned on me that I had never properly read the Bible. So I began to read the book of Numbers. I figured I had read a bit of Genesis, a bit of Exodus, and Leviticus had a reputation as boring. So I read the book of Numbers. Upon reading, I found that the first chapters had such clear expectations of the duties of the Levites, the way the camp was to be set up, to throw out uncleanness, and how Passover was to be celebrated. These were the steps and measures the Israelites needed to take to approach a holy God so as not to be killed on the spot. And for the first time, I understood just how holy God was. It was there, clear as day on the pages. His character of holiness and righteous judge displayed for me to see. And then there were the Israelites, who after seeing the wonders of God had unending grumblings and complaints. Seeing them in their pitiful dying state in the wilderness, I sat there growing confused and indignant towards them. But was I any better? I quickly recognized that my heart was the same. Hateful towards God, rebellious, discontent, angry, ungrateful, and proud. Around this time, our pastor was preaching through the book of Mark. We were towards the end of Mark, around chapters 14 and 15, and the gospel was being preached repeatedly. He always ended his sermons with a plea that those who are unsaved must turn to Christ as our only hope. His pleas that once used to bother me and make me seethe now rendered my thoughts quiet and somber. My mind recalled verses such as John 3:16 and John 3:5-8. At this point, I firmly believed in the resurrection of Christ, but I knew I was not born again. I faced the fact that I was an unbeliever, something I avoided addressing for a long time. I knew of Christ, but I did not know Christ. I had not submitted to Christ, so I didn't know what to do except continue to read his word, to learn as much as I could about him and pray to him for salvation in hopes that he would hear an unbeliever's prayer.
There was no better way to summarize my desperation at the time than the words of Mark 9:24, "I believe, help my unbelief." I am not sure exactly when the Lord blessed my life with such undeserved salvation, but I believe it was around this time in the spring of 2017. I had become convicted of my sinfulness and brokenness. There was no good in me, and I was incapable of anything good. I truly understood for the first time that my only hope in approaching a holy and just God was through Christ, who died on the cross and paid the wages of my sin. I repented of my sins and begged the Lord for a new heart like the one he talked about and promised in Ezekiel 36. I asked that my heart would hate sin the way he does, and that I would love his commandments and love his ways. I was desperate to know whether I received salvation or not, but without any assurance, I could only grip the Bible tighter to my chest in hopes that something had changed. So slowly over time, my heart did begin to change. Things that once brought me pleasure pleased me no more. I ended the worldly relationship. My heart of service to my family began to change. The use of my language changed. I truly craved and hungered to know more about God, so I dedicated myself to the discipleship of my pastor and became further involved with our English ministry. Until our pastor went over a sermon regarding a believer's assurance of salvation a couple months later, I had still been unsure whether the Lord had granted me salvation. And for the first time, I felt a profound wave of peace, joy, and awe wash over me. Romans 5:1-2 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of the Lord." My life had been marked by enmity with God, but the Lord in his grace and mercy has found it to be pleasing to him to pluck me from the wide road that leads to hell. How wonderful to know that while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. And much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Romans 5:10-11. Praise be to the good Lord, our God who saves. I am getting baptized today because my last baptism was done out of assumption that I was born a believer and out of a man-made tradition at our church at the age of 16 when I was not actually a believer. I wish to make a public declaration in front of you all that the Lord has mercifully and graciously saved me and that I have been reborn through faith in Jesus Christ and believe in the gospel of message of God with my whole heart. Thank you.